Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
U.S. military personnel are dead. And America and Americans should be demanding answers. And the ones that are receiving gibberish for answers. They're receiving nonsense for answers. And maybe, just maybe, we can get to the bottom today of what exactly happened yesterday in Afghanistan at the Kabul airport. First off, folks, they didn't even know how many bombers there were. They said there were two, and they were gunmen. Now they're saying it's just one explosion, maybe some gunmen. They don't know. Our own intel doesn't really know. But yesterday we heard Joe Biden give a speech. And to say it came out weak and feckless and horrible would be a kind review of what it said. It answered no questions, by the way. It answered no questions of to why those servicemen and women had to be there anyway to handle an evacuation that should have happened before the soldiers ever left. Before they ever left. And there would have been no need for this. It doesn't answer the question why you didn't secure the Bahrain airport, which would have been much easier to secure, and created a kill zone at the Kabul airport where everyone has to go to escape and your enemy knows it. And then put servicemen and women in harm's way by saying, hey, the Taliban's shoulder to shoulder with you, but what are you going to do? This is our plan. This is a horrible administration. Just horrible. But let's get to the bottom of one thing, because this is a quick show today, only 30 minutes today. Let's get to the bottom of one thing. We are told by reliable sources that Afghan citizens who helped us and were promised protection, as well as Americans, couldn't get to the Kabul airport because the Taliban was stopping them at checkpoints and in some cases tearing up their passports and their papers. We're also being told that ISIS-K is the sworn enemy of the Taliban. So let me ask you a question. How did a suicide bomber get through? How did he get through all those checkpoints? What papers did they have to show? How'd they just waltz right up to the gates? Well, it's one of two things. At least the only two I can think of. One is that the Taliban let them through. Because as much as they may not like each other, they hate Americans worse. And America. So perhaps they just had some friendly exchange of whatever and said, go ahead, nod, nod, wink, wink. Or maybe it's even more nefarious because you see this ridiculous, unbelievably short-sighted administration literally handed the Taliban vital information about the Afghani people who helped the United States, supposedly in an attempt to say, these are the people that you need to let through. These are the people that worked with us. So if they come up to your checkpoints, let them through. As if the Taliban's not going to say, oh, great, you just handed us a whole list of our enemies. You just handed us a whole list of traitors who helped the Americans. Maybe those passports that were confiscated, those papers that were confiscated were handed over to someone. So this guy can stumble up to the checkpoint and say, this is my name and here's my papers. And they say, okay, go through. Is that remotely possible that that happened? That's the only way I can think of, other than absolute cooperation with the Taliban. So if you're telling me that ISIS-K will not cooperate with the Taliban, then the only other possibility is that somehow a double agent or a traitor from the Taliban handed over papers that were legitimate papers to an ISIS-K member who then gave it to a suicide bomber so they could get through those checkpoints. Either way, it's the Biden administration's fault. Either way. Because none of those soldiers should have been in harm's way. None of those soldiers should have been there trying to get Afghan citizens or American citizens through the gates and protecting them. There was no reason to, because they should have been the last people out. The soldiers, I mean. The civilians should have been the first people out. You shouldn't have to be protecting any civilians. Now, what's the Biden administration going to do about it? Well, he's going to look in the camera and say, we will not forget. We will hunt you down. Really? Well, where are you going to hunt them? Nobody in Afghanistan is going to cooperate with you anymore because they know you've turned your backs on them, so they're absolutely not going to help you. You have no idea where these people are. The Taliban's not going to help you. If the Taliban knew where they were, then why aren't we demanding that you tell us where they are right now? If the Taliban knows where the ISIS-K stronghold is in Afghanistan, why aren't we demanding right now that they tell us? Oh, and Joe Biden, the guy who absolutely was against killing Osama bin Laden, he's the guy who's going to hunt them down. Please, don't make me laugh. Nothing's going to happen. And they know it. They know nothing's going to happen. We're at the mercy of the Taliban. You don't believe me? Listen to our general who literally says, well, you know, the Taliban has been very cooperative, and they've actually probably stopped some of these attacks. Oh, I see. So the people that we were shooting at for 20 years are now our protectors, and we should think of them as our benefactors and wonderful people. I don't believe what I'm hearing. This is like something out of some kind of fantasy land. I don't know where these generals and these military experts have gotten their information. But it sounds like the Stepford Wives, for God's sake. It sounds like you've just been programmed by the Taliban. Oh, don't worry. All the American citizens, they're going to get out. Oh, really? How's that going to happen? We have reports that planes are leaving with 8 and 10 people on them. Not filled. Why aren't they filled? You got a major problem. And I can guarantee you that American citizens are going to be left behind. And I can guarantee you what this administration is going to say. They're going to say those people didn't want to leave. And when they're pressed about what do you mean they didn't want to leave, they're going to say, well, they didn't make it to the airport. Well, you told them not to come. Here have been the Biden administration's rules of engagement for their pullout in Afghanistan. Everyone come to the Kabul airport. 10 minutes later, don't come to the Kabul airport. 25 minutes later, if you want your freedom, get to the Kabul airport. An hour later, don't come to the Kabul airport. Could you get it right? You don't even know yourselves. That's the problem. You got a bunch of people with zero actual military experience running this military. And you listen to people who've been in Afghanistan. You listen to people who have actually commanded troops, and they're saying, I don't know what the hell is going on. You can't possibly tell me that these people didn't know this was going to happen. You can't possibly tell me that they were so stupid they didn't know to get the civilians out first. You can't possibly tell me they wouldn't realize that the Bahrain airport would have been the way to go. So why did 13 American service personnel die yesterday? because Joe Biden's plan was a colossal failure, probably because you handed over legitimate papers to the Taliban. To the Taliban. You know, I've heard of the lesser of two evils, but are you going to sit here and tell me that American citizens are at the mercy of people who rape 12-year-old girls, cut the hands off people for stealing, make women stay covered up and won't let them go to school or work, and push gays off the tops of rooftops and hold mass executions in the stadium like it's a sporting event? That's who we're at the mercy of? And I see Joe Biden has gotten to the media again. You know, for a while, the media was back on their toes saying, what the hell's wrong with this guy? But now they've collected themselves, and they've got their talking points from the CIA or the Democratic Party or wherever they get their talking points from. And now they're starting to mutually get together and say, well, you know, the Taliban has come a long way. And we really do need to give them a chance. Yeah, that's what we need to do. That's a good idea. Let's give them a chance. Maybe we should have done that with the Nazis, too. After all, I mean, well, you know, what's a few million Jews, right? Let's give them a chance, too. I mean, they weren't so bad on Hogan's Heroes. Maybe they're misunderstood. Are you kidding me? What the hell is wrong with this country? What the hell is wrong with this, our leadership? People are religious zealots. They're not going to change. You're not going to change them. If you could have changed them, Afghanistan would be a democracy right now, wouldn't it, you idiot? You were there 20 years. Did they change? Oh, now they changed. They become woke. They must have bought a book by Elizabeth Warren, and they all sat around in a cave and read it. And a few of them wept and said, we've been so wrong. Could you grow up? We got real lives in danger here. 13 families are never going to see their son or their daughter or their father or their mother or their brother or sister because of these idiots. And if you're not mad, then get the hell out of the country because you should be furious. And you should demand answers. How did a suicide bomber get through all kinds of Taliban checkpoints, huh? Oh, but that's okay, because we're putting our faith in them. They're good people. They're going to get us through. Yeah, it worked real well yesterday. You know, when I hear a general on television saying something that stupid, there's nothing more I can do except bow my head and say, I don't know what is going to become of this country. I don't know what's going to become of this country. 13 people died because of their nonsense, because of their lack of foresight, because of their lack of military experience, because their misjudgment of the enemy, because the fact they had to bring troops back in when they never should have had to bring one back in, and because they handed over papers to the Taliban that basically incriminated every single person that ever helped us, and then you expect that they're going to help us again. Oh, don't worry. When the dust clears, Joe Biden and his army of Viking warriors are going to storm in there and say, could you help us find the cave that those evil people that bombed the Kabul airport is in? Do you think you could kind of point us the way? And they're going to say, you can go F yourself. Oh, but the CIA will make up something. Oh, we did a calculated drone strike, and it hit somebody right in the forehead, and that guy was exactly the guy responsible. Yeah. Cover your asses. That's what that's called. Cover your asses. You're living through a catastrophe. A catastrophe. And half the media is trying to say, this is just, you know, it's what happens. I heard a president so weak and feckless that he literally said, I take full responsibility for what has happened in these last several weeks in Afghanistan. However, Donald Trump, oh my God, Did you snowflakes ever pick the right president? Because that's exactly what you do. I take full responsibility for my family and supporting my family. However, I don't feel like working. So I think the government should give me checks to stay home and eat Doritos and watch freaking Oprah on the television. I've earned it. I'm an American. I'm an American. You know who's earned it? Those people who stood outside that damn Kabul airport and was blown up. They earned it. Now their families are going to have to struggle because you decided to elect a feeble old man. You better ask some questions. 13 Americans dead. Many, many, many more wounded. And I want to know why these bombers and these gunmen got by the checkpoints. And if you don't, there's something mentally wrong with you. Because if you don't know how they got by the checkpoints, how can you stop them from doing it again? If you don't understand what caused the problem, how do you prevent the problem from happening again? Unreal. It's just unreal. Now let me talk about something else that's unreal. The Capitol police officer who murdered Ashley Babbitt, and yes, that's what I'm calling it, he revealed himself. It's no big secret because 5 months ago I revealed his name on this show. And he sat down for an interview where he was portrayed as the victim. Oh, you know, so many people are giving me death threats and calling me bad names. And all I was doing was my job. And let's get things straight. Your job is to protect the Capitol. That much is true. Your job is not to shoot an unarmed person dead. Now, I have heard the left say, well, if she had broken into somebody's house and they shot her dead, the right would be applauding, saying, that's his right. She should have known when she went into the house that she's taking her life in her hands, and then we applaud the gun owner and the homeowner for shooting her dead. Apples and oranges, my idiotic friends. And I'll tell you why it's apples and oranges. Number one, a homeowner is not a trained professional. Supposedly, this police officer is. Now, you wouldn't know that from the fact that he left a loaded gun in the bathroom of the Capitol building and couldn't find it for hours and hours and hours several months ago and was reprimanded, I guess, for it. Lost your firearm. I don't know where it is. It's loaded. It's in the Capitol. I don't know. Terrific. But on top of that, there were Capitol police on the other side of that glass. Who could have dealt with this problem? Oh, she's coming through the glass and she's unarmed. We're just going to, you know, she's a 100-pound woman. We're just going to yank her off of that glass. And then he has the audacity to stare into that camera and say, she posed a legitimate threat to my life. How? How? What was she going to do? I've just told you there were police on the other side of that glass. Both sides of the glass had police on it. There was not one politician in that hallway she was breaking through to, or that room she was breaking through to, not one. You didn't fire a warning shot. You didn't threaten to shoot. You just shot. You just shot. Now I can show you video of Capitol Police on the same side of the glass as Ashley Babbitt, who could have taken care of this. But you decided to take care of it yourself by planting a bullet in her throat. You murdered her. You, as a professional, shot an unarmed woman for no reason, because there were other people there too, by the way. How come you didn't shoot other people? How come you didn't shoot other people? Just her. Well, she was the one who was coming through the glass. And what was she going to do to you exactly? Let's say she came through the glass. You can clearly see her hands. She has no weapon. You do. You do. So before my left-wing friends say, if it happened, there's some home invasion and it happened, he would be applauding it. Oh, yeah, and if this was a cop who shot some guy high on crack who tried to take his taser, you'd say, it's just a taser. He didn't have to kill him. So I guess it's okay to kill Trump supporters. See, that's where this is going. Remember how it was okay to kill the Jews? If you're a Nazi, it's okay. It's for a greater cause. It's okay to kill them. Apparently, it's okay to kill Trump supporters now. Apparently, it's okay to kill American soldiers now. It's okay. They probably voted for Trump. I don't understand what's happening in this country. But I do think that a vast majority of this left-wing garbage is indoctrination and brainwashing, and I don't know what it's going to take to wake you up. Remember when we heard, Trump is a murderer. Trump's a murderer. Oh, yeah, who'd he murder? It doesn't matter. He murdered people. Okay. Well, then Joe Biden's a murderer. Want me to tell you who he murdered? 13 people yesterday. Who never should have been there. Never should have had to defend an airport. That's who we murdered. See, I can tell you. You can't tell me, because it's not true. This has become a situation that's out of control. And instead of rushing to defend the bad, why are we not demanding answers and saying this can't happen anymore? I swear to God, if this was back in Germany, you'd be rushing to defend Hitler. I just don't understand. If you think for 1 minute that if this happened under the Trump administration, that I wouldn't be on this radio show giving him hell, saying what the hell kind of bullshit pullout was this, then you don't know me very well. I wouldn't be rushing to defend him. I wouldn't be saying, well, it was George Bush's fault to begin with anyway. And how come Obama didn't pull him out? But if you're going to sit there and tell me you took a look at Joe Biden yesterday, put his head down on the podium like a tired old man who just wanted a nap, and then try to look presidential when he said, we will hunt you down and we will make you pay. When this is the man who didn't even want to kill Osama bin Laden when you had him. No, Mr. President, I'm against this. I'm against it. And to Obama's credit, he said, I don't care what you're against. I'm still going to do it. Because he knew Joe was full of crap. That's the guy that's going to hunt him down, though. The guy who didn't want to hunt down Osama bin Laden. The guy who didn't want to have that shot fired. Let's not do that. Yeah. Boy, I'm sure they're shaking in their boots over there in Afghanistan. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at this country. Do you understand that as we speak right now, Afghanistan, well, at least the Taliban, have a better air force than some actual countries, thanks to the weapons we left behind? By the way, they're dressing up in our military garb. It's going to be very difficult, if anything bad breaks out, to know who the enemy is, isn't it? When they're all dressed in our camouflage military gear. That's not going to play very well, is it, if all hell breaks loose? And we have our American soldiers over there saying, I don't know, man. They've got, they're in our uniform. Is it friendly fire? Is it not? I don't know. It's pathetic. It's feckless, pathetic nonsense. And I don't want to hear the word Trump. I said it yesterday. I'm saying it again. Don't you tell me that this was Donald Trump's plan, because I've heard too much about it. Plan on their behavior, and it never would have happened. Donald Trump said, I'm getting out when he won the presidency and in 2016, said, I'm getting out. How come he didn't get out immediately? Because every time he was told, this is not a good opportunity, we got some challenges here, and he said, okay, we'll wait. He wasn't in a hurry. Joe Biden was in a hurry because he wanted that 9/11 moment. He wanted on September 11th to try to cement his legacy as a wonderful president by saying, on this day, when so many years ago, this country was struck by the worst act of terrorism in history, I, as the president of the United States, have brought an end. That's all it was. It was a political photo op. You want to know why 13 of our people are dead? Political photo op. Here's Joe Biden, the greatest president on earth, who on 9/11, on that historic day, 20 years ago, he's brought everybody home. The conquering hero, Joe Biden. That's what he wanted. It was all for political motivation. 13 people are dead because of political motivation. And there's probably going to be more. I hate to say it. It's probably going to be. And Joe Biden, it's not like, you know, we don't know it. Joe Biden says, worse may be yet to come. Military generals are saying, we're going to try our best. Well, I see how your best is. I see what your best is. Your best is horrible. Your best is absolutely insufficient. Your best is, the Taliban aren't such bad people. They're trying to help us. Oh. Okay. Well, then why were we fighting them? If they're not such bad people, why are we fighting them for 20 years? Well, why was that? Why didn't we just go over there and, hold some sporting events? Oh, if I win this event, you do this. If you win this, I do. How come we don't do that then? If it's nice people, we'll sit down and play chess with them. Have a few beers. Toss around the old football. You think that's going to happen? You idiots. You complete idiots. And I never thought I'd say this, but CNN is better than MSNBC at this. At least CNN, they got guests on that saying Joe Biden's an idiot. MSNBC, Taliban's not so bad. Certainly not as bad as Trump supporters. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, because all the Trump supporters, they definitely cut hands off people and push people off buildings and set people on fire because they're Christians. That's what they do to Christians, you know. And they all right, well, you're a Christian, so we're setting you on fire alive. I guess it's okay if you're a Trump supporter. Pretty soon they'll be doing that to you. It's okay. They're only a Trump supporter. Let's watch them burn. Bring the family. Bring the family, and we'll all watch Trump supporters burnt up to death because they deserve it. That's where this country's heading, and you better wake up.